flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
No student representative. We will move to the recognitions. If everybody will move down front, please.
I'd like to ask Victor Lopez, the Director of Construction, to come down and make his presentation.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll hold it.
I wrote it.
Do you need my glasses?
Maybe. Let's see how we do. Okay, good evening. My name is Victor Lopez, and I am happy to be presenting tonight's A-plus award to Denise Devon, and can only hope she can forgive me for having taken this long. Real quick, I'd like to thank the board and cabinet members for allowing me the time to recognize Denise, and also to express my gratitude to Denise for her years of service here at the district. See, I get nervous. Denise provides a number of services to the facilities department that start with filing and continues on through generating cost reports. Denise takes the model employee concept to a new level. Her hard work and dedication shines through her confidence, her punctuality, integrity, and understanding of teamwork. Only massive back surgery was able to keep Denise out of our office. Her loyalty to the facilities and the district is without question her best trait. I've been very lucky to have as part of my team Denise Devon. Denise, thank you for always being there. Thank you for still being there. The roller coaster ride would have been much worse without you.
Okay, the next item would be presentation facilities. Victor.
Thanks again. Good evening. And thank you for the opportunity to present on the facilities or construction management side of the facilities department. Today, I'd like to real briefly take you through some of the numbers, some of the things that we do, and obviously introduce you to the team in the construction management side of the facilities office. And then I have some pictures that will illustrate what we've done in the past years. So the team in the facilities department for construction management is Chris Zunino on the far right, Denise Devon next to him, Eric Manley, and then myself. And what I've done is I've kind of provided a list of duties, so to speak, that each of them perform. And I thought this was important because under Denise and Chris Zunino, we have the same titles, and even though we have the same titles as assistant project managers, they perform two distinct responsibilities within the office, and both very important in what they do and how our office is able to function. This slide indicates some of the numbers that I mentioned earlier. And the numbers here that I'm trying to emphasize are the 95 on the far left, which is the number of projects that we've started and are currently in progress of completing, most of them having already been completed. The circle in the middle, or towards the middle, the 94 million, that's our current contract value that includes completed work as well as work in progress. The arrow is pointing to our current cost overages. We're at 3.8% in change orders on 95 projects and on $94 million of construction projects. And then the number to the far right represents the program cost to the district or to the facilities for construction services, which includes the soft cost, the architect, the engineers, and other expenses such as those. What facilities brings to the district and what value we bring to you in having an in-house construction management service. So far, like I mentioned, we have 95 projects that amount to about $96.4 million in contracts that we've executed. Our current cost to date is 94.7, which is approximately about $1.7 million under initiated contract value. Two reasons for that. One of them is because we include contingencies to our numbers, to our final or to our guaranteed maximum price, and the other is the service that we provide in managing the cost overages. The cost overages. So in traditional low bid contracts, we were estimating about 19% in change orders. Once we moved to competitive lease-leaseback contracts, we've been able to maintain those overages to just under 4%. The previous slide shows 3.8% in cost overages. One of the things I want to point out is that 4% excludes the monies that we include as contingency. So I don't take the contingency into account to offset those numbers to make that 4% look any better. In management costs, typically, construction management firms will charge anywhere from 8 to 14% in overall cost services, so 8 or 14% of the $116 million, which gives you a rough idea of what that would cost the district if that's the case, if that's what we had in Marysville. Our services currently, to date, including the planning and design salary, is $3.4 million for the last 6 years. Just to put that in perspective, what I did is I took three projects, Browns Valley Classroom Building, Johnson Park Classroom Building, and site work, and the current Oliver's new classroom building. Combined, those three projects total $8.8 million. That's a little less than what we've saved the district. So in relative terms, we've probably been able to build those three projects because you decided to go in-house with construction management services. Our current projects include Yuba Feather, which is a 10,000 square foot classroom building with site work that include a parking lot and a new hard court. At Oliver's, we're also building a new classroom building that includes minor site work, including a fire lane. We're finishing up a number of demo and fencing projects at five different sites. Same with paving and site improvements at six different sites. At Linda, we're finishing up paving and fencing. At Johnson Park, we're finishing up the HVAC retrofit. At Cedar Lane, we just turned over today the new play areas for kinder and preschool. And at Arboga, we turned over a new speech portable for their site. In the works, South Lyndhurst, I just got approval of the drawings for that project, so I'm going to proceed with the RFP on that project, which you'll be seeing shortly once I negotiate a GMP. At Ella, we're value engineering a new two-story classroom building for a target date of next year in May. And then at Oliver's, once we're done building the new building and occupied, we're going to demolish some existing portables that are deteriorating. Some of the projects that we've completed at Alicia, everybody remembers Alicia. We demolished Alicia. So on the lower left picture. That's what you see now if you drive out there. At Arboga, what used to be an empty site is now the preschool building. At Browns Valley, the old hard courts and some of the portable classroom building space was converted into a new classroom building. At Cedar Lane, we took the existing upper left-hand building and turned it into a modernized, up-to-standards building. At Cordova, remember the barrier? They were concerned about the traffic. At Kovalod, we've completed paint jobs, some fence work, and minor other stuff, electrical upgrades that's going to handle the future construction. At Dobbins, we took down their existing office building or office portable building and retrofitted the existing and then added a new multi-purpose. At Hamilton Smartsville, we were able to demolish the existing structures to prepare it for future use. At Edgewater, we took an empty lot, turned it into what is today Edgewater. At Johnson Park, we took down some old portables, we rebuilt their field, and we put up the new classroom building. At Kynoch, we've done a number of small projects, including two parking lots and some portable work. At Lyndhurst, we built the new science wing where those old portables on the upper left hand used to sit. On the upper right is where the old snack shack used to be located, now home to the storage building and new snack shack. I don't have a current picture of it. At Linda, we rebuilt their parking lot. We made some modifications to their bus lane, and then we added some fencing. At Loma Rica, we took out some of the deteriorating portables, put up some fencing, and cleaned up the site. At McKinney, new gymnasium and two wings were modernized, including the administration office. At Marysville High School, we took the old parking lot, rebuilt it to what you see today, and we added the new science classroom building. At Oliverhurst, we rebuilt both parking lots, and we're currently building the new 8,500 square foot classroom building. At Yuba Feather, same with Oliverhurst. We're currently under construction. Both Oliverhurst and Yuba Feather are in the framing stage, with Yuba Feather being slightly ahead of schedule by 2, maybe 3 months. And at Yuba Gardens, we had new gymnasium and a new library built in the last few years. Thank you. Any questions?
Any questions? I would just like to make a comment. I've been here long enough to know what it was like when it was designed, bid, and built, and the change orders and things. And I think our first contract with a management was like $1 million, and that was with Vanner, and that was for one project or two projects. And I'm just very, very pleased with that 4% and how much it cost. I think you guys do a great job in that department, from the planning all the way through. But I am just amazed at the amount of money that we have saved as a district because of what you guys do in that building. And you know, I would just like to say personally, I'd like to say thank you as a board member and as a taxpayer for this county. Thank you.
I would agree totally with what Glenn has said. It's so peaceful now. It really is. And so much work is being done. And the district has taken on such a new look. And I know everybody's proud of it. You've done a wonderful job. All the people in in your department have done a wonderful job. Couldn't be prouder.
I have to put my 2 cents in here, too. I visit schools a lot, and the staff and the students, they are very appreciative of how their schools are being improved, and they take great pride in it. I'm not saying that there isn't a graffiti problem every once in a while somewhere, but they really can see the changes.
Anybody else? Thank you, Victor.
Thank you.
Thank you. It appears that Jordan probably got out of practice or coaching, so if you'd like to, if you have some information, we'll go to you.
Lynnhurst High School. Kids Cans is greatly advertised and ongoing. The football team just recently won their game against West Campus on October 6th. Sophomores and juniors will be taking the PSAT on October 17th, and grad fair is also on that day. Junior class is currently selling candy. President's council meetings will continuously be held on the fourth week every Thursday. Where there is a movie night on October 20th, and it's a free event. The movie will be Avengers. Bowling for breasts will be on October 20th also. Homecoming ideas and plans are going well. Interact's Halloween Carnival is on October 30th. Leadership has just recently created an idea of putting a sandwich board out in the quad about the upcoming events on Marysville High School. Homecoming was the 10th, or the October 1st to October 5th. It went very good. Every dress-up day was very successful. Football and soccer are looking to go to playoffs, so this week and next we'll be fighting for the second round in the playoffs position. This week we're having a Think Pink week, and Wednesday is a denim and pink day, so we are wearing pink shirts and denim pants. Our rally, it has games going on during the week to get students more involved so they can just come out at lunch and play games. On November 2nd, we are having our second food day of this year. The first day for the clearing for Powerpuff was October 22nd, and it ends the 31st. Both senior and junior classes will be playing in the game, which is on November 7th. This is the first year that we have not had underclassmen join in the Powerpuff at Marysville High School. November 13th through the 15th is the sign-up days for our first blood drive of the year. The blood drive will be held on the 16th, and we're hoping for lots of people to get blood. This year, we are changing the way canned food drive is ran. Every year, we had a competition between the first period classes, but this year, we are trying a whole school competition. The competition between Yuba City, River Valley, Lynnhurst, and Marysville. All proceeds will go to the veterans. This will be our first few weeks. This will be held on the first few weeks of November. That's it.
Thank you. Now we move to comments from the board. Mr. Miller? Mr. Rex?
Caught me by surprise. No, I don't think I have anything.
Okay. Mr. Fleury?
The game Friday night between the two rival high schools were classy. The principals added class to it. I've heard from the community that went to the game, it was different than the last 2 years, and it was really a class event. You would not realize they were intense rivals by the way they handled themselves. So congratulations to the coaches and the principals of Marysville and Lyndhurst.
Ms. Marvel? Okay, moving on. Opportunity for employee organizations to address the board. Marysville Teachers Association, Operating Engineers Local Union Number 3, California School Employees Association 326 and 648, Association of Management and Confidential Employees, Supervisory Unit. Next is public comment. I have no public comment cards, so we'll move to the superintendent's report.
Well, hopefully you got to hear my voice on your phone yesterday, and about 10,000 other folks had the same wake-up call, as it were. You know, it was a nice quiet day, and suddenly the skies turned dark, and we had the tornado warning come across several phones alerting us. And so with the quick actions of Scott Lane and transportation, because it was just as the bell was getting to ring to dismiss students, he made the call to have the bus drivers hold until he could get further direction, and certainly we wanted our students to be safe and not have them on buses should the tornado happen to cross their path. We watched it very carefully. It was coming down from Palermo. It was coming from Yuba City. It was coming up from Wheatland. It was coming from all directions. Kudos to the teachers and the administrators and support staff who kept those kids occupied for about 35, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Until we could declare that it was safe enough to send them home. So Hopefully that'll be the last tornado
call
I'll have to make. But certainly the school messenger service certainly does make a difference and allows us to make those calls very quickly. On my computer, Brian showed me, I have an emergency button, which when I click that, it uses all lines that are available to send out the messages to multiple phone numbers that parents or guardians have left. And so the calls were made in about 15 minutes. So 10,000 calls in 15 minutes is a pretty good track record, I would say.
Pretty good.
So, and that's all I have for today.
Thank you. Okay, superintendent's report. Okay, approval of minutes from the meeting of October 9, 2012.
Move for approval.
We have a motion. Do we have any discussion? Okay, second. Second by Mr. Fleury. All those in favor?
Aye.
Five. Okay. The consent agenda, would anyone like anything pulled from consent? If not, I'll entertain a motion for consent.
Move to approve.
Motion by Mr. Rex. Okay, second. Any discussion on that? No? Second by Mr. Miller. All those in favor?
Aye.
Five. Okay, motion passes. Now, we move to no old, there is no old business, so we'll move to new business. And that is new business superintendent and a new board policy 5131.2 bullying. And we're going to hold a public hearing in reference to the purpose of the agenda items to request the board hold a public hearing regarding the new board policy regarding bullying. Meeting's open if anyone would like to step up to the podium or if anyone would like to say anything.
I'll say a few words. And reading through it, it looks very comprehensive. I'm sure that it conforms to all the state mandates. It's amazing that it's come to this in school law, but it looked like we're covered every base we could.
Yeah.
I think this is probably one of the most important policies that we are addressing. Bullying, boy, that damages kids for their whole lives. People go to reunions, and they might not remember some of the people, but they sure will remember the people that hurt them in a bullying manner when they were in school. And it addresses how successful a child is in school. If they're being bullied, they're not going to be successful, and it affects their whole life. So I find this to be a majorly important policy.
Okay.
We've had bits and pieces of this policy in various areas, and this is a consolidation of those policies along with current legislation and Ed Code. We have the bullying hotline in addition to that. That's monitored 24/7. And certainly we're trying to do everything we can to help our students be successful in school and not be subject to various forms of bullying.
I just wanted to throw out there that leadership, we are also like helping to support non-bullying and non-violence. In our first rally that we had an act where people would cover their face and, you know, they would say a story about them and, you know, how they got bullied, and then so you would have to figure it out. And then we watched a video on non-bullying, you know. So leadership is also trying to push forward the non-bullying
good.
At school.
Very good.
So we're trying
good.
To support it, too.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. Would anyone else like to say anything in reference to this policy? If not, I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll move to close the public hearing.
Motion by Mr. Rex. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Markle. Okay. Now I need a motion to approve the policy, new board policy 5131.2.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Markle. Is there a second?
Second.
Is that Mr. Rex or Mr. Miller? Mr. Rex, okay. Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 5-0. Motion carries. Okay, having no more. Oh, no. Oh, go ahead.
I'd like to close the meeting tonight in memory of Delbert Thornsberry. I'm sorry. Delbert Thornsberry, who was a teacher at Lyndhurst High School, passed away on Sunday. And also his father was a former
board member of the old Marysville Union High School District.
I would just like to add to that. Dell was my high school football coach. He was just out of college, and this was, I think, his first job. And we came to be very good friends after that. So it's a very sad thing, his passing.
I would also like to comment. I knew him when he was going to high school.
Yeah.
He was a very good athlete.
No.
And a very good football player. And he was a good guy.
Yeah.
I was the youngest in our family, and he played football with my brother, who was second oldest. And he was a nice guy to be around.
Yeah.
And this was in high school, so you can imagine as he grew, he must have got better.
He did. He played quite a bit of ball up at Humboldt State. So, okay, no more business. Meeting closed.